You are her dad.
I am, straight.
Thank you for coming on. Are you indeed supportive and right behind them?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, unfortunately, you know, we found out the situation a month ago. I mean, that's from people making statements about, you know, allowed them to have this, you know, the what they've done, you know, allowing it to go on. Allowing it wasn't actually, we didn't allow anything to go on at all. We didn't know this was happening. You know, unfortunately, kids this age are going to grow up to have boyfriends and partners or whatever. If they do things behind the parents' back, that's something that we're never going to be able to find out. We only found out that she was actually pregnant a month ago.
Hmm.
Now, as for us, I mean, what can you do? A month down the line, so that means she was 8 months pregnant. Now, we cannot say, now, what we can do, the baby's going to come into the world no matter what. You can either be supportive about it. Nowadays, in this day and age, there is no options for, you know, for adoption or nothing like this. We don't believe in that. The families on both sides are going to be very supportive. We have been very supportive.
Mm.
As for information from the son about, oh, they're going to get married and people turning those up, and if this is all information that is news to us, I think that before people judge, they should find out what's happened. We haven't gone published nothing. We're talking to you, the first people now. We've not said nothing to the son, nothing for anybody else. What people have put on there is from what other people have said, which we find totally inappropriate. What do you do in this situation? I mean, all we can do is be supportive, which is what we're doing.
I hear you. But in your heart, Greg, and I'm speaking as dad myself, although I should tell you I had sons, you must be heartbroken for your daughter.
It is heartbreaking. I mean, of course it is. Any man to find that their daughter has just, you know, become pregnant, it is. But what are you going to... You can't turn back time. You can only go forward.
I think I can ask, how, at the age of 11, was she able to be in a position that she had sex with a 12-year-old? Was he 12 or 13 when the baby was conceived? Do we know?
He was 13.
13, okay. So I have to put it to you, and I don't think you live with the girl's mum, is that correct? You're separated?
No, that's, yeah.
So possibly at your ex-partner or your ex-wife, were you married or just partners?
No, we're just partners.
Partners, okay. So at your ex-partner's home, your 11-year-old daughter was able to have sexual intercourse with a 13-year-old boy. How in hell did that happen, Greg?
Right, so now what you're saying is obviously at the partner's home. Now, we've not managed to find out whether it is at their home or not. So what you're basically implying is that we knew about all this. We knew they were having sexual intercourse in bedrooms, which, no, unfortunately, we cannot keep her wrapped up all her life.
No.
You know, she goes to school. They spend time together. You know, you can't stop this. I cannot go out and watch my little girl 25 days, 7 days a week. It's not possible.
Right.
When she comes home from school, obviously you find out where she's been. But you don't know what's gone on.
But
so all you can do is once the mistake has been made, which has been made, you can only but support them.
I hear you, and that's what a dad is put on earth to do. But did you and your ex-partner, did you never try and get into your daughter a sense of responsibility when it comes to sex?
Of course we did. I mean, we've all had the talk. You know, we've all spoken to them that you bring up, you know, the right way possible. I mean, I come from working backgrounds, both come from working backgrounds. It's not as if we're all strange, not the social, like other people are suggesting. You know, I work, I own my own business, I'm fully going to support them with my own money, not sitting necessarily porking out of other people's pockets.
Mm.
I mean, I understand a bit about, you know, certain other aspects, but, however, we're not strangers. You know, I will sit there and I will support this baby as best I can with my own money, not that I earn or from working or hard work.
What's your view of the young man, the 13-year-old boy?
He's a great kid. You know, unfortunately, they've been very supportive as well. They've actually said... We had the discussion with their parents,
mm.
And everybody's, you know, we've obviously come to the conclusion, you've got another conclusion, that what's happened has happened.
Yes.
All we can now do is look to go forward in bringing this baby into the world without all this little bit of bickering everybody's doing.
Yes, and the boys...
I understand everybody's got their views on things, but I think people should have their views on things on the actual facts and not what people are reading in papers that are just made up.
Yes, I hear what you say. Do you believe in shame?
No, shame is not knowing. That little girl does not bring shame to me at all. I'm so proud of her, but you know what? Shame doesn't even come into it.
I'm sorry, Greg. How can you be proud of her having sex at 11?
Listen, unfortunately, she's still my little girl, whether she's done that or not. I'd rather have come home and listened than to find that she's on drugs at 11 or 12 and whatever else. There's plenty of routes at this day and age that kids can go down. I mean, come on. She's not the first person. She's not the last person. There's other kids out there that are on drugs at this age and doing all sorts of other stuff. And so, you know what? She's brought something beautiful into the world, and we're going to stand by her and support this.
You've seen the little... it's a girl, isn't it? You've seen the little girl, have you?
Pardon?
You've seen the daughter, the baby?
Of course, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Held it, yeah.
Okay.
And my granddad did, you know, proud to be a granddad.
This is your first grandchild?
It is, yes,
okay.
Obviously.
And the boy's parents, are they still together?
They are, yeah.
And they've cuddled a baby as well. So your families are all getting on well.
That's correct, yeah.
It's reported in the paper that they want to marry.
That's correct, and that's what we said. I mean, that was news to us. We only see that again last night when we found out all this information was coming out. That's absolute nonsense. I mean, as you can see from the paragraphs that are in there, from kids from school. Now, kids from schools can be very spiteful and malicious.
Yes.
So, obviously, there's going to be a lot of words that are going to be put around. You know, they're going to be forced information. I mean, how can they say that they're going to marry at their age? I can say they're going to have a baby.
Yes.
However, we've spoken to... I mean, that's not even on the cards. I mean, there's not even... It's nothing. I mean, kids at these age, when they have boyfriends or whatever, they sometimes become besotted by people. You know,
they don't normally get pregnant when they're 11, of course.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that they made a mistake, and that's the things that we've got to deal with now.
Yes.
I understand that. But what I am saying to you is that you're reading a lot of this information from the paper. Now, us as a family, we've not spoken to anybody about the situation.
Mm.
So what you're reading from the paper has come from third-party information.
Well, they also posted the picture up themselves, didn't they?
That was of them too, yeah.
How wise was that?
Well, to me, to be honest with you, I mean, there was a lot of speculation. There was rumours going around after the pregnancy, saying, obviously, you know, she was pregnant, this, that, and the other. So, why not? I mean, what's happened has happened. I mean, we can't bury my kids forever. I mean, they do need a life.
Yes.
You know,
do you have other children by your partner?
Ex-partner? I do, yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Younger or older?
They're younger than her.
They're young. So this is Big Sis, is it, effectively?
It is, yeah.
Yeah. How do the other children react to the fact that Big Sis is now a mum?
Obviously shocking at first, but, you know, I don't think they understand the fact that she's a mum. They understand the fact that there's a baby in the family.
Right. How old are your other children?
9 and 3.
And are they boys?
Today, one of them.
Boys and girls?
One boy, one girl.
Right. I mean, is the girl 9 or 3?
No, the girl's 3.
Right.
And the boy's 9.
So imagine if this happened again in 8 years' time.
It won't be happening again. I mean,
that's interesting, Greg. How can you reassure me, sir?
Well, because essentially, obviously what's happened has happened because you give your children that little bit of slack. So now we will be keeping an eye on people.
I thought you said...
I don't want this to happen again.
I hear you, but I thought you said you couldn't legislate for this sort of thing. Kids will be kids, effectively.
No, they will be kids, but I'm saying, obviously, because this has happened to us already, and it's not the ideal situation, we will be keeping an eye on things in the future.
But how, and I'm sure she's a smashing little kiddie, your three-year-old, what are you going to do with the three-year-old in 8 years' time that you didn't do with this?
Well, that situation, when I deal with it, time comes to it.
I see. It's also reported in the paper that your ex registered the birth with another woman. Is that the boy's mum? They went together, a little threesome.
The baby's not even been registered yet.
Oh, so that's not right?
No, the baby hasn't even been registered yet.
I see. Okay. What was it like seeing a picture of your daughter, albeit digitised, on the front page of The Sun this morning?
Terrifying. Horrified. I mean, for them as well. I mean, they're only young. We're trying to protect them. Now, obviously, what they put up there was their bit, but then to have all these lies that are put out, this is why when I heard that you guys were on the radio,
yes.
We thought that, you know, I mean, okay, people are going to judge. That's, you know, that's part of the past here. I mean, but unfortunately, what's happened has happened. And, you know, it's...
Sorry, just briefly, where are the lies?
Pardon?
What are the lies again, Greg? Sorry.
What are the lies? What are the lies about their being married?
They said they wanted to get married, and you agree that that's... They want to do it, but, you know, there's a long way to go.
No, I've never said that they want to do it. I just said to them, they're not going to get married. You know, that's not what they spoke about.
I see. Okay. So they're not going to get married?
No, they're not going to get married. I've said that to you.
But, no, I mean, in time, in 6 years or wherever we are.
Listen, I couldn't say that in 6 years' time. I mean, I'd like to think so they're going to raise a family to become one happy family.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Right. Okay. When you very, very first heard, what did you say to your daughter? How cross were you?
I sort of cried, I suppose, as any father would do. You break down with emotion.
And had she had the baby, or she was just about to have the baby when you first
heard? No, we heard 4 weeks ago. So she was 8 months gone when we found out.
And you just broke down?
I broke down, yeah.
I'm not surprised.
What can you say to her?
And what does she say back to you when she sees her dad crying?
Nothing really. You don't really do it in front of their face too much.
Did she say sorry?
You know? Yeah, sorry was obviously on the words, yeah.
Yeah. And what did her mum, your part ex, say?
Words, I mean, it's very hard to say what words were actually said or what words were said. I mean, everybody was sorry at the time. You know, maybe we could have done more. But maybe we couldn't have done more. You know, maybe they are just the way they are. And as I said to you, unfortunately, on my last note, that all we can do from now on is just be very supportive of what they brought into the country and just be proud of what we've got.
Yeah, and lastly, what's your mum's? I do trust your mum is still with us, is she?
Yep.
So, how old is your mum?
56.
So she's a, let me get this right, a great-grandma now.
That's correct, yeah.
What did your mum say to you, Greg? I know it's not your name.
Obviously, very shocked at the time.
I bet you got a ticking off. Come on now, be honest.
Well, you know, back then in their society, it wasn't heard of back then. You know, that's why a lot of
your mum said, "What on earth has been going on, son?" Didn't she?
No, not in them lines.
Listen, I obviously wish them well. Of course I do. Try and keep an eye on those other two kiddies. And the best of luck to you. And thank you, Greg, for coming on the line. I know it's not your name. And give everybody the best. I hope it all works out as best it can, eh?
No problem at all.
Thanks for phoning in.